Today I'm here with Many Many, who represented New Zealand at the 1974 Commonwealth Games in the decathlon. We first met at Tauranga last year. Talofa lava, Many. Can you just tell me a little bit about your experience of the Games?
Kia ora, Linda. I think it was amazing. The Games in Christchurch 1974. It was an experience to perform in front of your hometown. And the support and experience was overwhelming. And you're nervous. The fear of failing was sometimes getting to you, but you're trying to do your best. And meeting all the friends, it was amazing.
How did you feel when you got issued with your uniform for the first time?
Oh, it was great. When you assemble and they distribute all the uniform and then you try it on, and it's just that feeling that you're going to represent your country. And you put on your jacket and then you're ready for the march pass, and you're always looking forward to getting out there in the arena and show off your country. It was fantastic. And the competing uniform, you feel like you're walking on air when you get them on and ready to go.
When we met, you described the atmosphere in the city before the athletes went back to the village. Can you tell me a little more about that?
It was buzzing. The town hall was brand new, was built for the Commonwealth Games. And then everybody didn't want to finish off the night. They all wanted to go out and experience the nightlife in the square. And of course, we didn't want to hang around there too long because you got events to do in the next day. And it was amazing. The whole city, we were very fortunate in Christchurch. Everything was so close to the centre of the city.
You mentioned that you had to go back to the village. Where was the village?
Yeah, the village was at Canterbury University. Again, some of the new buildings were put up for the Games and everyone housed in there.
The Games were known as the Friendly Games. Do you think that was accurate?
Oh, it was absolutely. I think prior to the Commonwealth Games in Christchurch, there were a lot of protests and then we worried about the Games. But then it turned up. It takes Christchurch, New Zealand to turn the event around. Everybody mingled around, it doesn't matter what nationality you are, and we all get on in sports. We believe that we shouldn't involve politics in sport. That's New Zealand, you know, everybody is the same. You know, we thoroughly enjoyed the game, and it was so peaceful, Christchurch, New Zealand, to bring everybody together.
You had a special story you told me when we met for the first time at Tauranga.
Yes, it was something I think I treasure forever. When we got this invitation from the Commonwealth Games inviting us to have lunch with the Queen and the Duke on Britannia in Lyttelton, I thought to myself, wow, we don't want to miss this opportunity. So we accepted the invitation. My wife and I were one of the two couples that competed in the Commonwealth Games. There was a little bit of story there that we were a bit late to the lunch, and my good friend Dick Taylor was waiting for his wife to turn up at the village. So we had to wait. We were 10 minutes late. Anyhow, we got to Lyttelton and the bottom of the gangway, and we got told off. The Queen wait for nobody for lunch. So get your butt up there. And instead of we all sort of walking fast, and the Duke was out top meeting the team. It was us and a few other New Zealand representative athletes. It was wonderful. It was a moment that I treasure because I think the Duke must have studied the people that were invited for the lunch, and he knew about my background when he visited Samoa with the Queen. My dad was the head of the police guard of honour, and he was always around the Duke. And he knew my dad's name. My dad's chief title name was Su'a. He said, "You know Mr. Su'a Mini?" He said, "Yes, my dad." And he just said, "Oh, he's a wonderful man. And the stories behind it were looking after them when they were in Samoa." Those little wee things like that is very important to me. And I treasure forever. I think another good story about that was we were so hungry because all us athletes missed their lunch at the village. And we were all looking forward to the steak for lunch. And then we got down there. Then they served the entree. Well, the entree that fit in their teaspoon. And then we thought, oh, what's next? And then we had a little bit of medallion steak and in the middle of a huge plate and probably half a dozen peas and one little spud potato. And he put them all in the fork and that was it. That was your lunch. And the coffee was the one that was really interesting because it's the first time I tried to hold a coffee espresso. You couldn't put your thumb or your finger through the hole. It was lovely. Totally enjoyed it.
You have a couple of pictures which are on our discovery wall and part of our Canterbury Stories collection. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I think that was a long jump. That was one of my favourite events. I jumped my skin up and trying to make the best distance I can to get more points because I know if I can do that, I will have a show of getting up to the top six, and I did it.
That's great. Yeah. There was another one of you running.
Yeah, that was a finish of the 100 metres. That was amazing when they finished. The crowd is a standing ovation when you win the race.
Well, thanks for your time today, Many. I've really enjoyed interviewing you. It's been a real privilege.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.